Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Public Lands Council President Tim Canterbury gives an update on what they are currently working on.
The rescission of the public lands rule that was put in as the Biden administration was going out. Public Lands Council was very adamant in getting that removed. Number one, we didn't feel that it was legal, and then it was elevating conservation to the same level as the other multiple uses, which was never mentioned in the Organic Act or the Taylor Grazing Act, and we felt it was completely illegal. So we did get that done. It was posted and listed in the Federal Register as being the rescission starting.
Additionally, the PLC has been monitoring the Grazing Action Plan, and Canterbury was on hand, and the federal MOU was signed in March that launched the plan.
For meeting the criteria of the Grazing Action Plan that Department of Interior, BLM, and USDA Forest Service put out, signing an agreement, an MOU to work together and codify those rules and make them the same across fence lines wherever they could, making it easier for those of us in the livestock industry. So if it's right on one side of the fence, it's right on the other side of the fence.
Tim Canterbury, Public Lands Council President.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.